If I had a nickel for every time I played possum and ended up in the morgue, I'd be 15 cents richer, which might not seem like much. But really? After the second time I scared the shit out of the morgue technician, you'd think they might recognize me before popping me in the morgue drawer. The way I'm surrounded by steel, refrigerated air pumping in from who knows where, my nose numb and my ass just about frozen solid tells me, yeah, not so much. I'm on my back, arms trapped at my sides. It's dark, though one of the perks of being any sort of shifter is amazing night vision. I know exactly where I am, and even if this isn't the third time this has happened to me since I've lived in Glenville, the sterile air with notes of industrial cleaner make it obvious. At least there is some air. Most of these drawers are airtight due to the state of some of the real dead bodies. Even humans can't mistake the truly nasty stink that comes with decomp, and if I'd stayed dead much longer, that state could become way more permanent than I'd like. There's still some oxygen, so that's a plus, especially since I don't plan on staying in here until that happens. It's fucking cold in the morgue drawer. If it wasn't for my inner beast and my built-in fur coat, I might have lost a finger or two already. Last time I woke up in the body bag before they moved me. The previous morgue tech nearly had a coronary when I cleared my throat and asked them to unzip me. He was new, too. After the first whoopsie, the longtime medical examiner shrugged off her lab coat and decided to retire to Hawaii. If my second resurrection affected her successor the same way, I'm probably going to have to figure out how to explain this to the latest hire. Right. Because in a world where supernaturals, or soups, are a closely guarded secret unless you live in a Fang City or belong to either a sanctuary or a pack town, I can just tell the poor unsuspecting mortals that I'm an opossum shifter, with a hint of witch on my mother's side, and I have a tendency to play dead when startled.
What is that scent?
His voice is rough, strained, almost confused.
It's been there, underneath everything. Under sugar, under coffee, under whatever charm you've been hiding behind. And you've been hiding it, haven't you? That you're my...
He can't say it. I force myself to. Mate. His eyes flash so brightly, I want to wince. Shit. He's pissed. I figured this would happen, but... I'm sorry, but you weren't supposed to notice. He laughs once, sharp and disbelieving.
I didn't. Because you've been muting yourself.
Truth's out, isn't it? I nod. I had to. You're a wolf, Max, and I'm... His hand comes up, trembling just slightly, brushing damp strands of hair from my cheek.
Say it.
An opossum, I finish, voice thin. Prey, and I didn't want you to know. I didn't want you to feel obligated, or worse, disgusted if... The growl returns, softer this time. A promise instead of a threat.
Honey.
My name is pure possessive on his tongue. How am I only just noticing that now?
You've been mine all along, and you didn't tell me.
It's hard to look at him, and not because he's an alpha. It's because he is my mate, and I hurt him. You would have treated me differently.
Damn right I would have.
He murmurs, voice thick.
I'd have protected you, stayed close. Made sure nothing touched you.
You did, I blurt out. You've been doing it all along, as if you knew. He shakes his head.
I didn't. I always... No. I didn't know. You did.
I can't deny that. Yes. The word is a whispered admission. I've known since the first day I caught your scent. The most delicious pine. You were sitting in your cruiser, writing something down. You glanced up, looked at me for a moment, and I knew. But then you looked away, and I also knew that you...
What? You thought I wouldn't want you?
I thought a wolf would never want an opossum. That's how it works. You're a predator. You hunt. I hide. Steam from the shower curls between us. Max's fingers hover just above my upper arm, close enough that I can sense the tremor in his prolonged restraint.
You hid your scent for months,
he murmurs, voice impossibly low.
You must have thought I'd tear you apart the second I knew who you were to me.
I swallow hard. Not tear me apart. I always knew you weren't that kind of predator. I believe that fate wouldn't have led me to you if that was the case. But see me as something fragile because opossum shifters are classified as prey. Something to protect. Something weak. His jaw flexes.
You think that's all I see when I look at you?